Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the very first daf of Maseches Beitza and Talmud Yerushalmi, and just like we're starting this Masech together, we should be able to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's daf and all of Maseches Beitza is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas, Ha'isha Chashuva, Mars Merim Sar Bas B'Yakim Moshe, and because all the Torah being learned, her Neshama should have a tremendous Aliyah, and she should be made Litzayisher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now the vast majority of this Masech discusses Dinim of Yom Tev. Actually, there's earlier sources in which this Masech was called Maseches Yom Tev. Now here's a few important nekudas. For the most part, all the Surim Malach of Shabbos apply to Yom Tev, with one major exception, food preparation. Now, not all food-related malachas are mutter, but for now it's going to suffice to say the basics, such as shechita of an animal, lighting a fire, and then cooking the meat, are all permitted on Yom Tev. Now, another one of the major topics of discussion in this Masechta is muktzah, and literally the word means set aside, and this comes from something not being muchan, or prepared. In order to be allowed to move or use something on Shabbos or Yom Tev, it has to be muchan beforehand. Now, some things are automatically muchan, or some require active preparation beforehand. And this is also with food. Take an apple on a tree, for example. As long as it's on the tree, it can't be eaten because it has to be picked, and picking it's usher on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So in regards to Shabbos, it's not muchan. And even if it falls off the tree on Shabbos, it's still usher because it wasn't muchan beforehand. And one more important note, not related to the din of the Masechta, rather regarding the Pirushim. This Masechta is the only one, besides for Brachos, in which we have the parish of the Charedim from the late 1500s, which makes it the earliest extant pirish on the Masechta. And although our learning is based mostly on Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pirish, he tends to follow along the same lines as the Charedim. And so with that, let's begin the Masechta. The Mishnah tells us, Beit Shanel de Biontif, if an egg was laid on Yom Tov by the hen, Beit Sham Aaron Beit Sham says, Teochel could be eaten, no problem. Whereas Beit Hillel and Beit Hillel says, Loi Teochel, it's not allowed to be eaten. So the Gemara starts right away explaining, Beit Shanel de Biontif, Chulu, Matam de Beit Shammai, what's Beit Shammai's reasoning? Why is this egg, which was laid on Yom Tov, mutter to eat? The answer is, Muchanesi al Gavima. It's Muchan because of the mother. Since the mother is mutter, as we had said before, one is allowed to shech an animal on Yom Tov, so he could shech the mother, he could shech the hen, so too, the egg is part of the mother, and now that it was laid on Yom Tov, it's like food that was separated from other food, and it's mutter to eat. Now, Matam de Beis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel's reasoning? And that's because Nasas Kimukta Shiyavesh V'lo Yadabai, it's like something that was mukta that dried, and he didn't know about it. Ilu Mukta Shiyavesh V'lo Yadabai Shema Inoy Aser, something was mukta and subsequently dried, but he didn't know about it. Is it perhaps not Aser? Of course it's Aser. What's this referring to? So Beis Hillel holds that this egg is similar to fruit that was put on the roof to dry out in the sun. And while it's in the process of drying out, he's mesiach das. He mentally sets it aside because it's not edible. Now, even though it's fully dried before Yom Tov, since he didn't know about that, for all intents and purposes, it's not muchan because he was still mesiach das. And it's the same thing with the egg. Even though he wasn't mesiach das from the mother, he still doesn't know about the egg inside, and therefore it's still mukta because, again, it's not muchan. As a more of a tani, hashoichas atan regardless, if a person shechts a hen, and he finds eggs inside it, afalpi gemurois, even though they're completed, they're finished, they're ready to come out, harei mutaris, they're permitted to be eaten. So you see that even according to Beis Hillel, a fully ready egg is permitted to be eaten on Yom Tov. What's the difference between these two cases? So Rav Chanan and Rav Matna, they argue about this. Chanan, or one of them, explains, there's no comparison between the taste of the egg that he took out from inside of the chicken versus the taste of the egg that already came out of the chicken. An egg which is still inside the chicken, even if it's fully formed and ready, it tastes like the chicken. It sounds like quite an interesting tasting egg, as opposed to an egg that came out of the chicken already, that just tastes like a plain good old egg, as that's the difference between the two of them. V'charna Omar, the other one says, an egg is not able to hatch into a chick unless it came out of the mother. But while it's still in the mother, even if it's fully formed, it's never able to produce a chick. Even though these are two different answers, the core of them is the same. Namely, as long as the egg is still inside the mother, it's considered part of her, and it's not a separate entity. And that's why it's permitted to be eaten on Yom Tov when the chicken is shechted and he finds an egg inside, because it's considered to be part of the mother, as opposed to once it comes out, it's a completely independent thing. Now we continue discussing this egg which was found inside the hen. Mahin b'chalav, what about eating it with milk? Since we said it's part of the chicken, maybe it's considered chicken. We know that we can't cook chicken with milk. What about the egg? Is it also to be cooked with milk or no? And the answer is it depends. Nemar, let's say, im hayu mu'uris legidin asurais, v'im lav mutarais. If it was mu'uris to the gidin, which means if it was still in intertwined and still connected to the body of the hen by all the different sinews and whatnot, which causes the production of the egg, and it's still very much enmeshed inside, so then it's usur because it's considered very much part of the chicken. But if it's not connected anymore and was ready to come out, so then it's permitted to be eaten with milk. Continue to discuss this machlokes by Shammai Hillel. Hakol moedim beitza shiyatzu ruba me'erev Yom Tov. Everyone agrees that if the majority of the egg came out of the body of the hen on Erev Yom Tov and then went back inside, and then it was fully laid on Yom Tov, alfon beitza on top, Nechal's Yom Tev, it's allowed to be eaten on Yom Tev. Even Beis Hillel agrees to this because clearly it was completely finished before Yom Tev. If only a little bit of it came out before Yom Tev, and then the rest of it came out on Yom Tev. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says Teachal could be eaten. Beis Hillel says it can't be eaten. And another thing regarding this, Kishem Shi Yasur Lechal, just like it's Asur to eat, Kach Yasur Letaltal, it's also Asur to move, because since it's Mukta, according to Beis Hillel, the same din applies regarding eating and moving it. Another din regarding this egg, Nis Arva Achas Bemea, Oy Achas Be'elef, if one of these eggs got mixed up with another 100 mutter eggs, or even with 1,000 mutter eggs, Kulon Asurais, all them are Asur. And that's because it's called a Davar Shiyesh Lematirin, something which will be permitted, or has a way to permit it. We know that usually when we have Isser falling into Heter, it's either Batal Beroiv, as long as the Heter is the majority, so the Isser is Batal. Sometimes we need Shishim, we need 60, or maybe 100, or maybe 1,000. The bottom line is, with all these numbers, is that we will have Bittal in many situations, except for, as we had just mentioned before, a Davar Shiyesh Lematirin. And this is Davar Shiyesh Lematirin because after Yom Tif, it's going to be permitted to eat. And therefore, even if it got mixed up with 1,000 perfectly fine eggs, all of them are still Asr. Says the Gemara, Ma, Kamanda Amar, Safik Hachin Asr. This seems to be according to the Manda Amar that Safik Muchan is Asr. Brahm Kamanda Amar, Safik Hachin Mutter. However, according to the Manda Amar, the Safik Muchan is Mutter, so this would be Mutter as well. Let's say we have two eggs, one that's Mukta, one that's definitely not. So we have a Safik over here. We don't know which one is which. And so it seems to be that the Manda Amar holds that Safik Muchan is Mutter, he would permit the situation. However, says the Gemara, not so. Maidu Hacha, even that Manda Amar, the Safik Muchan is Mutter, he agrees over here, Shu Asr, that this mixture of eggs is Asr. Why is that? Because the case of Safik Muchan that he says is Mutter is something totally different. That's referring to the idea of the apple on the tree that we had mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, and that's what's called Nashrin, something falling off of a tree. Safik Ma'ayom Nashru, Safik Ma'asmal Nashru, if it's a Safik, if it fell off yesterday or fell off today, so that's genuine Safik, whether or not we even have an Isser here in the first place. It's very possible that it fell off yesterday, and then there's nothing here that's Asr. So that Mandam holds Safik Hachin is Mutter. From Hachin over here with the eggs, Yesh Kan Achaz Lesar, there is for sure one here that is Asr because it was laid on Yom Tif. So according to Beis Hillel, it is 100% Asr, Vihi Muchachas Al Kulon, and that's the overriding factor in regards to all of them. So it's not considered Safik Muchan. It's not that it's a Safik. There's one here which is definitely Asr, so all of them are Asr. Continue to discuss this egg laid on Yom Tif. Achim Ayr Mishalm Reb Lazar. Others say in the name Reb Lazar, Te Achel Hi Ve'ima. This egg laid on Yom Tif could be eaten and its mother, meaning and the hen which laid the egg could also be eaten. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ot Yachal Hi Ve'ima. What does that mean that it and its mother could be eaten? Why not just say that the egg is mutter? So that's Mashma, Im Hoysa Imu Muchanus Lashchita, Tehe Muteres, Vim Lav, Asura. That the egg is only allowed to be eaten if the mother is Muchan to be shechted. But if the mother is not Muchan to be shechted, then the egg would not be allowed to be eaten. And what would such a case be? So an example is, let's say this hen is meant only for laying eggs and not anything else. And that's actually what egg companies do nowadays. They breed hens just for egg laying and they don't use them for eating. So in that situation, our Havamina is, the Rebbe Elazar is telling us that the egg would be usher to eat because the mother is not Muchan. Ask the Gemara, Ain kol ha'tarnagel Muchan l'shchita? Aren't all chickens, aren't all hens ready for shchita? Aren't they Muchan? Even if it is an egg laying hen and it's not meant for shchita, at the end of the day, the person knows that if he needs a chicken, he's going to shech this one. So of course, all hens are Muchan l'shchita. What's Rebbe Elazar telling us? So Amar Barba clarifies, Te'achel b'china shel ima. All he's telling us is that the reason why the egg is allowed to be eaten is because it's Muchan agav ima. And this is Shitas Beis Shammai, as we explained before, according to Beis Shammai. The reason why the egg laid on Yom Tif is allowed to be eaten is because it's Muchan from its mother. And that's all Rebbe Elazar is saying. Te'achel hi ve'ima, it's allowed to be eaten. And its mother, Dahainu, it's allowed to be eaten because its mother's allowed to be eaten. And there's nothing else that we should be learning from Shitas Rebbe Elazar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss something else which was born on Yom Tif. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.